Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today I have a very interesting guest. His name is Billy Hallowell, and he is the author of a new book called The Armageddon Code. It's a book that I had the privilege of publishing, and I'm eager to talk to him about it because there are so many questions that people have about the end time. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Billy Hallowell, and it's nice to meet you at a distance. You know, I'm down here in Florida, and I'm not even sure where you're at today.
I'm just outside New York City, and it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited about this book, which actually launched yesterday with what they call a thunderclap. Now, down here in Florida, we have a lot of thunderstorms, but I'd never heard of a thunderclap, and I hear it was wildly successful. So let's start by me asking you what that was and what happened.
Yeah, you know, it's a really cool platform that you can sign up for, and you basically sign up to promote something, whether it's a book or a project or a fundraiser. But the way you do it is you kind of get all of your friends, the people you know, supporters, to sign on to the thunderclap. And what that means is you essentially agree when you sign on that on a specific date, and in this case the book came out on May 3rd, on that date that a message will go out on your social media platform. So if I sign up on my Twitter, on my Facebook, a message supporting the book that you can actually edit yourself will automatically go out on that day. So we had quite a number of people who had signed up for the campaign, and the cool thing was in the morning yesterday that message went out on all their social media platforms, and it really sort of helps get the word out, which in this case I think was very helpful.
And how many people did it go to?
I think we ended up having, I believe, 163 people on there, which is great. You know, Glenn Beck was on there. We had Caroline Manzo, which she's actually a reality TV star. You know, a lot of really interesting, random people. And then a number of other people who said, you know, I actually want to just do it myself manually. So the thunderclap even helped kind of inspire some other people to do it on the day of release. And today we had Candace Cameron Bure from The View, who also posted it on her profile as well. So it's been a great success, I think.
And somebody on my staff told me that it went out to 2.3 million. Is that possible? It was that many?
Yes. So what it does is it combines, because it'll sort of manage what the social reach is of all of those people. So 163 people might not sound like a lot, but it basically sends it out to all of their audiences. And so that ended up being over 2 million people, over 2.3 million, in fact.
Well, let me ask you about the book. It's called The Armageddon Code. And on the cover, it says, One Journalist's Quest for End Time Answers. And it's a very different approach to end times, because there's a lot of interest in end times, at least in Christian circles. And I think even secular people who hear about it, you know, with all the stuff with 9/11 and all the other catastrophes that seem to be going on, and the uncertainty in the financial markets and so forth, you know, people are uneasy and they're wondering, like, is something waiting to happen? But usually end time books are from one point of view, usually an author trying to persuade people to what they believe. And after a while, you just get confused. I mean, I grew up in the church hearing this stuff as a little child. Nobody ever really sat down and explained it to me. And some friends believe this, and other friends believe this, and one denomination believes this. So tell me about the book and how you approached it.
Yeah, I think that's so true. I grew up in evangelical non-denominational churches where the pre-tribulation rapture was something everybody believed in. There was no question about it. You didn't even assume. When I was a kid, I didn't even assume there were all these other perspectives out there because I wasn't hearing them. And so in this book, the goal was really, let's go. You know, I'm not a theologian. I'm a journalist. So I know how to ask questions. I love interviewing people. And so I sort of went out and looked for the people who I thought had very diverse views, but were the people who a lot of us kind of know. You have the Tim LaHaye, he wrote the Left Behind series. You have Joel Rosenberg, who's a very well-known theologian and Bible expert, Hank Hanegraaff, Greg Laurie, and a number of others, and sort of going to them and just saying, okay, here's my list of questions about the end times. They're all very loaded questions, but let's have an hour-long conversation about this. If we need to go longer, we'll go longer. And they were all very gracious, and we sat down and had those conversations. And really, the end result was a book that topically takes you through talking about the Antichrist, talking about the millennium, the tribulation, all of these big theological concepts about the end times, tying them all together, but looking at each part of the debate on each of those subjects through the eyes and the lens of each of these experts.
Now, you mentioned just now the rapture. But your book says that the rapture is not even mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah, which is really interesting, right? A lot of critics will say, well, that word is not in the Bible at all. And they will draw from various verses, supporters of rapture theory, the notion of being taken up, the Greek word harpazo, you know, being taken up. But then others will make very good points. Jeff Kinley, another great author and expert who was interviewed for the book, he said, look, there's a lot of words that Christians embrace that aren't in the Bible, right? The word Bible isn't in the Bible. And so he has a whole list in one of his books that he wrote talking about that issue. That just because a word isn't in the Bible doesn't mean the concept isn't there.
And you know, I think the word Trinity isn't in the Bible either.
Exactly. And the same thing with Antichrist, which that word is in the Bible, but it's only mentioned in 1st and 2nd John. It's not anywhere else. But the concept, you know, is in other places when you talk to many experts about that concept. You have the beast in Revelation, the beast of the sea, and then you have Daniel 9, Daniel 7, and Daniel 9. So it's sort of a fascinating debate, right, when we talk about the words and their presence or their lack thereof.
Why did you write this book? Was it out of your own personal interest, or was it just that there's such an interest in it that it was time for somebody to kind of sort through all this?
Well, you know, it was a project that you guys kind of brought up, but it was interesting because at the time that this project was brought up as something that would be looked to be done, I had been covering this topic repeatedly, especially since 2013. Everything that's been going on in Syria, that has really fueled a lot of discussion about the end times. You look at the Middle East, you look at the Islamic State, people asking questions in the general public, not just Christians, you know, the secular world as well, saying, well, is what's going on here, you know, biblical? Is there some tie between prophecy in the Bible and what we're seeing? And so that question had led to quite a bit of coverage. And, you know, I always say it's funny how God does things, because I had spent, like I said, a lot of time talking with Joel Rosenberg, talking with Hank Hanegraaff, talking with them for articles that we were doing over at theblaze.com on these topics. And so it ended up being a really good fit. And you know, personally, for me, I'm fascinated by all of this. I think it's an incredibly interesting discussion. I think people can become too obsessed with it. They can also become too complacent and not care enough about it. And so I think this book sort of strikes the middle ground of helping educate people, give them the information they need to check their own views right against the Bible and also understand what others believe.
Well, that leads to my next question. I want to find out a little bit about you. You know, you mentioned The Blaze. We've referred to you as a journalist. But just tell me a little bit about your background and, you know, the credentials that you brought to this project.
Sure. I'm 32 years old now, but I've been working in media in some capacity since I was 15. I had started very young with a project called Teen Web Online, and it was a project that launched after the Columbine shooting in an effort to try to stop school violence and to try to encourage other young people. And that, you know, it was sort of a hobby in the beginning, but it really grew into something much broader and much bigger and led me into public speaking and to commentary. And I went to school for journalism after that, and really just set me on the path to ending up where I am now, which is the faith and culture editor over at The Blaze. But yeah, I've spent a lot of time over at Fox News doing analysis. I've spent a lot of time speaking to outlets across the country about various cultural issues. And, you know, faith has just become, there was a time where I thought, well, you know, politics is going to be what I do. But I have just discovered over time that faith is where things really are, and faith is what really matters. And I think, you know, in the end, when you want to make an impact, and God has kind of aligned me to be blessed to be able to be part of those discussions. And so that's a brief, you know, 30,000-foot view, overview of how I got here, but it's been a great journey.
Well, that is very interesting. And I know that in the book, there was some research that you did that I want to talk about in another podcast. So I'm going to encourage my listeners to download that podcast, and we're going to find out some surprising results from the research in the Armageddon Code. Thank you for listening today to The Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.